The Democratic Alliance welcomes an announcement today by Minister of Home Affairs Leon Schreiber that the Republic of South Africa intends to grant visa-free access to our country for Ukrainian holders of diplomatic, official, and service passports. This development is a poignant show of solidarity by South Africa with the people of Ukraine, an Eastern European country which served as a haven for many anti-apartheid activists during the struggle, and where many exiled South Africans advanced the fight against a racially oppressive regime from abroad with the aid of Ukrainian resources and support. The DA also welcomes this announcement as a crucial move to advance South African diplomacy and position our country as a diplomatic authority in the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine. South Africa's recognition of Ukraine and its rights to sovereignty is a far better approach to addressing this invasion than the ANC's open support of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his conquest of Russian Empire, which is a clear violation of international law. Ukraine has always been an ally in the fight against the systemic disenfranchisement of South Africa's black majority by the apartheid government. The move to grant visa-free access to Ukrainian diplomats, officials, and servicemen and women is a long overdue recognition of this country's immense contribution to the fall of the apartheid state. By granting Ukraine equal diplomatic standing within our own borders, this development would give effect to South Africa's constitution and the principles of democracy and human rights enshrined within it to strengthen our diplomatic arm to promote peace and stability and a respect for the state's sovereignty around the world. Finally, South Africa is making strides to give back to the many countries from both the East and West who fought and lobbied valiantly against the apartheid regime for decades and who helped South Africa eventually usher in a peaceful transition to democracy. As the DA, we will welcome our Ukrainian brethren to our country in the shared spirit of peace, sovereignty, and stability as we continue to lobby for South Africa to take up its role on the international stage as the continent's bastion for democracy and human rights.